with another key. I've got about six keys here. I got two Ionic gears, one of the pincher paddles, and then I've got a solid brass paddle that this guy made, and he's passed away. He's a silent key now. And I really love Moore's Coast, really do. You can take 10 watts and get out there where 100 watts won't go on regular RF.
To get into it, see if I could hit, you know, other continents with it. I'm talking now, you know, from here as far as New York or down into Florida or whatever. But I'd really like to make some international contacts. So I figure CW help me do that.
A lot of cargo ships involved down off the coast of South America, and they are easy to work, and if you can't copy as fast as they're sending, you just ask them to slow down, and I ain't never had nobody not slow down to where I can copy.
Into the habit. I gotta get inside, say goodnight to my son here, and I'll turn the net over to whoever's next on the rag too. I do appreciate talking to you. I hear you out there on the radio all the time, and you always make me smile.
That tuner should tune 20 meters, whether it's open or not. That thing should tune 20 meters. Does the tuner you got, does it have a built-in meter in it?
I think it's tuning, you know, pretty good SWR. I really think it might just be the, you know, just the time of day I'm trying and the fact that nobody's out there and that the frequencies just aren't open.
Most likely what it is. Well, I appreciate you sticking around for RagChew, and I hope I can help you some. But anytime you hear me on there, jump in there and talk, because I'm down here all day in my shack, and glad to have somebody to talk to. Glad you checked in and stuck around, Brian. 73's, buddy.
Yeah, 73 is to you, Walt, and everybody out there is still listening. That's Kilo 8 Hotel Alpha November. I'm out. Thanks.
And anybody else out there, A through Z, do you want to check into the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Net? Or anybody with comments before I send my next report in?
Easy in with a comment, Walt.
Go ahead.
This is KC4EZN. There is a website called dxwatch.com, which I use a lot because you can look at that and see who's talking to who and where they're at and get an idea about, you know, which bands are active. And like if you're looking at a bunch of folks in Russia talking to a bunch of folks in Europe on 20 meters at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you can pretty well be assured that you're not going to talk to them. But if you see a bunch of 4 calls and 5 calls talking to Europe, then you might want to get in there too. So that's just something Brian might want to give a shot at. Like I say, it's dxwatch.com, and you register and put your call sign and stuff in, and you get to see a lot of information and see what other folks are talking. We'll turn it back to you, Walt. KC4EZN, clear.
Hey, I'm glad you come back with that information. I hope that Brian was still listening. And anybody else out there, A through Z, or anybody want to make a comment, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
I am. This is KO4IW with a couple of comments.
W, come back with your name and location.
Ben and Easley, I was, I believe, number 49 on your list, which is, incidentally, how old I am, which I thought was kind of funny. Talking about first radios, my first radio was an old Heath Kit HW101, And you were talking about having difficulty with manual antenna tuners. Try having a G5RB type dipole with a manual antenna tuner into an HW101. I'll tell you, that's pretty difficult.
First radio, they didn't even have transceivers back then. I had a Hollercrafter SX99 receiver. I think that thing had about 12 to 14 cubes in it. And then I had a Johnson Viking transmitter. And that thing weighed about 150 pounds. And I just got out there and I think I cut my antenna to resonate on 40 meters. I didn't have a tuner, and them radios didn't have a tuner in them. You had to have your radio or your antenna on a resonant frequency. But them old tube-type radios, boy, they'd heat the room up the wintertime then.
I'll tell you, there were many a days I was, I'd be sitting in my bedroom and thinking, you know, that at least I have central heating coming from my radio. But when I started, I guess it was early in 91, and you know, like you were saying, you know, around that time the sunspot cycle was pretty active, and I stumbled onto, I mean, like really early after I got my advance, which incidentally is what I still am. I've never made the step to extra. I passed my extra back in 91, but back then you had to have 20 words a minute, and I couldn't quite cut that. So that had expired. Pretty early on in my career, I guess you could say, I stumbled across, I think it was called the 3905 worked off state net on 40 meters, and I tell you what, that was fantastic. After I got all 50 states, I decided to try doing it with CW, and, you know, I mean, I think it took me about 3 or 4 months, but finally I got my 50th QSL card, and man alive, I was so happy. But with that dipole, I mean, I worked deep into Europe many a night.
Manual tuner that me and Brian's got, it just takes some patience with that thing. I mean, the slightest adjustment, and you'll go from 1.1 to about a 10.1 on the things. But I like them. The automatic antenna tuner, but it's only rated at 200 watts, and I'm hoping to get an amplifier up at Shelby. So I bought this MFJ manual tuner that's rated at 1500 watts from the Silent Keys with them, and I bought it as a package deal. I got it in a big pyramid power supply that I actually don't need, but sort of as a hobby, I work on the old tube type radios. I've got a Hollercrafter SX101 down here, a recap, and I got a SX91 back there that I'm in the process of recapping. And when I get through with it, I got a Lafayette HA600 here. It is like brand new. It was made back in the, I believe in the 50s. And then I got another Lafayette HA63 that I believe it was made in the late 40s that I'm going to go through. And my brother says, when you go sell one of them radios? And my daughter says, my daddy ain't going to sell nothing. He just keeps them to look at.
KO4IW. Yeah, I completely understand what you're talking about. I wish I could say I had that same problem, but I guess back in around 94, 95, I got in a bad way, and I ended up having to sell all my equipment, and it wasn't until, you know, not too long ago, I got this this little Baofeng that I'm talking to you on, and right now, it's the only piece of gear I've got, and I really wish I could afford to get back into it, but, you know, radios are expensive these days.
Let's go on to the QTH website, and the guys on there is pretty honest. That's advertising equipment for sale. And I was looking for somebody where it says a tech special, and I'd buy that radio for $20 or $30. And usually somebody has hooked them up backwards, mobile unit. And all it is a blow a diode out in the back of it. And I'd switch them out. And, man, I had many as 8 or 10 of them in here. And when I'd hear a new ham coming on and they was trying to get money up to buy a radio, I'd sell them one of the ones I'd bought for, I don't think I ever sold one of them for over $30. The one I'm talking on now is an Oyezu CPU 2500. It's one of the first radios to come out with a computer in it. And I think it's rated at 5 or 25 watts. That's the one I'm using to call the net. And then I got a Kenwood, I forget what model it is. It's an all-mode AM, FM, sideband, CW. I think I gave $100 for that thing. I got it out there in my truck. And I've got a click back there that nothing wrong with it. It just don't have a tone board in it. So I can't get into some of the computers without the tone board. It had an external tone board to it, but I can't remember where I put the thing. I live with my daughter since I had that stroke and fell and broke my neck. And she bought this place up here on Lake Bowen about 5 months ago, and I still got stuff packed up back there that I hadn't went through. A lot of things I hadn't found, like chargers and all of that. But I can dig that thing out. I'd be glad to let you have it. It's a mobile unit that puts out 25 watts, Ben.
Incredibly kind of you. I can't tell you how appreciative I am. Unfortunately, I'm you know, I wouldn't be able to put up an antenna even if I had something. A few years ago, I lost my legs and most of my eyesight, so I'm pretty limited in what I can do. I hang around and I listen to this repeater, you know, a lot. There was one other piece of info I was wondering if you might be able to help me out with. I was recently looking to see if I could find a record of my original call sign. I know what it was, but the FCC does not seem to have a record of it, and it baffles me. It looks like they've got every license update I've ever done except for my original application for technician license and then my upgrade to advanced back in 91. My old call sign was Kilo Charlie 4 Delta 64 YKP. But I only had it, like I said, for just a few months, but I can't cannot find any record of it.
Help you there because I was trying to get a copy of my novice license. It was WD4RCL. That was back in 77 when I got my novice ticket. But you're talking about can't get an antenna up. When I first got my technician license, upgraded from novice technician, it'll be 3 years. This coming August, and all I had was a little bow thing, and my daughter had bought a car that had a mobile telephone antenna on the back of it, and she took it off and was going to throw it away, and I took that thing out and pulled the element out of it, and I cut me a solid piece of copper wire, 18 inches long. That thing was a magnet mount, and I set it outside by a window on top of the central air unit, and I thought I could hit the repeater up there at Caesar's Head just as good as I can hit it now with this ground plane antenna up.
So that's just like a little quarter wave antenna then?
That's right. I believe it was 18 inches long, a quarter wave. And then I bought this antenna I'm talking on now. It's called a Fire Stick. I bought it off of Amazon for $32. And I've only got it up. I got two 10-foot sticks of chain link fence. The top iron rail. I got two sticks of that together. So the antenna, it ain't up over 25 feet.
I've got a few trees on my property, but you know, none on this side of the house. Kind of difficult to explain, but I can't really get to the other end of my house anymore. But that's where I used to operate out of. I ended up buying my parents' old house, and that used to be my bedroom. And I had antennas up, but I left, you know, back in the 90s, and they took all the antennas down sometime after that. What I would love is to be able to put up a little inverted V, and you know, get back on the 40s, maybe 80s, and just. You know, make contact. That excited me so much. It was really what drove me. Honestly, in these days of email, I don't even know if QSL cards are still a thing.
You get those QSL cards. NAIT, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, a pretty good group of guys, they'll help you out any way you can, and anytime you get ready to put an antenna up, just come on the net and say you're going to have an antenna party, and a bunch of the guys will come over and put that thing up for you, Ben.
I don't know if I could bring myself to do that. I'm kind of a bashful kind of guy in person. I've got a bigger ego on the radio than I do in person. But anyway, I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you guys still being around. I was a member of BRARS back in the early 90s, and you know, I absolutely loved it back in the days of Sue and John, and you know, all those guys. It was a fantastic group of people. I called it a brotherhood, you know, but there were plenty of females in there, and you know, everybody seemed to be welcome. So, you know, I would not mind.
Dropped out. Are you copying?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. My finger may have slipped off the PTT. But I was just saying, I appreciate you guys all still being, you know, active, and I look forward to taking more of a role, you know, in the airways. But I will back out and hand it back over to you. This is KO4IW clear.
All right, KO4IW, Ben. Anytime you hear me on, give me a call. I'm always glad to chat with somebody. And with that, anybody else, before I send my net report in, A through Z, if you want to check in or make a comment, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Time, I will go ahead and send my net report electronically. I'll be back in just a moment to close the net. To amend that net report, because I had three announcements there. All right, this is K4OIM now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all that checked in tonight, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. Everybody, please check in tomorrow night for the swap net, and be sure and check in Monday night especially. When we're trying to get 100 check-ins in honor of a K4SUG. So good night, and God bless. K4OIM, clear.
Good night, Walt. KK4JBQ, clear.
KB4JBQ, you wouldn't believe it, but the reason I held my novice ticket so long is because I was mic shy. And I was mic shy up till, I think it was last February when I started calling the net. And I got over that mic shy right quick.
4JBQ here. Yes, Walt, you did get over your mic shy, your mic fright. And that's a good thing. And it comes with practice. It's like everything else. It comes with practice. Your net is one of the most enjoyable nets I participate in. And that's saying something, because I've talked with some wonderful guys with some great stories. But tonight you made me laugh, I got to say. when you was trying to check in on the sideband net, and you kept hollering at a 2-meter microphone. Oh, Walt, KK4JBQ.
Appreciate that, and glad you enjoyed the net. And there at first, some people was giving their calls so fast, I couldn't write it down and couldn't get there. I'd stop and think about their name, and I'd miss their location, or either I'd be writing the call sign and miss the name and location, and I didn't want to have to call and asked them to come back and repeat, but now it don't bother me at all. And I really enjoy calling the net, because, like I said, I had a stroke and fell out of my shack, broke my neck. I've got 6 plates and 4 rods and a handful of screws in my neck. And I'm the mascot for a net. On 40 meters at meet the morning at about 9 o'clock. The name of the net is the Nut Bolts and Screws Net, and they made me the mascot. So with that, I'm gonna say 7-3s and enjoy chatting with you. I'm fixing to take my medicine and pull the plug on the shack and go up and get a good night's sleep. So 7-3.
Well, you have a really good night's rest. That will, you'll feel better all day tomorrow if you do that. Do take care, and I'll be talking to you later. KK4JPQ, clear.
Billy Love, that call sign. 7-3.